Let this be an easy process. You're just relaxing. You'll feel your body loosen up. You allow the chair or the bed to support you as you let go. There's nothing to focus on but this moment and my voice. In self-identity Ho'oponopono, the mother is the conscious mind and the child is the unconscious mind. And what most of us try to do is run the unconscious mind by telling it what to do. Yet the conscious mind knows very little about your life, and even less about what's in the mind of the child or the unconscious. Now that you've relaxed, your eyes are closed, somewhere in your being, imagine the child appearing. You don't have to visualize it. You don't have to describe it. Just let the child be there. And the very first thing you want to do is acknowledge the child. Simply look into the child's eyes and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. This child is holding all the memories and programs in your life. It has pain, it has hurts. Tell the child, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. You may have had no idea how much the child hurts until now. It has accumulated memories. Those memories are programs that are running in your life right now. They don't all serve you. Yet the child has not been acknowledged before. Acknowledge the child by saying, I love you repeatedly. I love you. I love you. I love you. And let the child know that you're truly sorry that you've not paid attention to it before. Tell it, I am sorry. Please forgive me for neglecting you. I am sorry. Now ask the child for permission to pat it on the head with love. You must ask permission. You don't want to frighten the child. It is being heard. It is being loved. It knows you are there now. Softly reach out and slowly, gently stroke the top of the child's head, saying, I love you. Know in your heart that this is the most important relationship you can have in the world. Most of us spend our times looking for relationships outside of ourselves. Yet once we heal the inner relationship with our child, the outer relationships become heavenly. They work. So tell the child you love him or her. And you're teaching the child how to love, how to receive love, as well as how to clear the programming that is in the child. By saying you're sorry for having been neglectful or even a manipulative, you let the child know it is love. Now ask the child for help. Choose any problem that's going on in your life right now. That problem is simply a program in the child. It's a problem of perception. and the child can release it for you. Say to the child, "If you don't mind, help me let go of the pain that's in you. Let us both release the memories and set ourselves free." And look at the child with unconditional love. Truly feel this love as you say, "I love you." And as you say, "Please forgive me." And as you say, "I'm sorry." And be sure to thank the child. "Thank you for letting me love you. Thank you for releasing the memories that were harbored in you. Thank you for healing yourself, which heals me." Now ask the child if you may hug it. Again, you want to ask permission. The child will always say yes, but you must not assume that. And you must not take action until the child says yes. So ask to hug the child, but not a scary hug, not a bear hug, but a very gentle cradle, a very warm embrace, one that is pure love, feels all love. And gently put your arms around that child, embracing it. The child can feel your honesty. And now you can even do another inventory for any other problem that may be in your life. It could be a health problem, relationship problem, a mood issue, a financial problem. Whatever is there, ask the child to help you release the memory to erase this problem, to clear it, to cleanse it, to release it forever. All problems are memories playing out within the child within you. Let the child release those memories. As they are released in the child, they are released in you. This is how important the child is in your life. I love you. I love you. I am grateful for you. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for being a part of me. I am so sorry that I have not paid attention to you before. Please forgive me for being unaware. Please forgive me for not paying attention to you. Thank you for healing yourself and me. Thank you for releasing all of these programs and memories. Thank you for loving me in return. Now, as you relax with this inner child, give it a moment to give you any sort of message that it wants to say right now. accept whatever the child says, thank it, hug it in that warm embrace, and say thank you. Your inner child now knows how to do cleaning and clearing for you. And you now know how to make contact with the inner child. You can do this inner child meditation every morning and/or every evening. And throughout your day, you might close your eyes and take a moment. Connect to your inner child and ask it for any help or any cleaning. For now, just say thank you. Release the inner child so it can be with you and in you, but on its own. Look at it with love and say, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And now you can either drift off into a restful sleep or a nap, or you can awaken, looking around the room, knowing where you are, ready to proceed with your life with love, knowing your inner child is with you, cleaning and clearing and loving you every moment of every day. Thank you.